Welcome to the Building Better Workflows podcast. I am so delighted that you're here and made time to listen. I'm Dr. Leah Gugino, a primary care pediatrician, mental health warrior, and you might know me as the host of the Pediatric Meltdown podcast. In this limited series, we will explore better ways to integrate mental health care into your setting. So get your pen and paper ready for a practice makeover. Welcome to Building Better Workflows. Today's episode is putting it all together. Head back to the whiteboard. So you collected some data at the beginning, some survey data. You've perhaps implemented a pilot plan, a pilot project, and you've captured some information during that process. And now you're going to use that information to inform your work. Go back to those gaps that you identified at the beginning. Where are the holes in what you're doing? For example, if you're not doing substance use screening and you go back and you see on your survey that your partners are not really comfortable or confident in how to assess substance use or what to do to assess severity. And maybe you want to start screening for that. So you want to go back and see what those gaps are. And does your data line up with what you had expected? You want to prioritize your needs. Remember that paint done? What would an ideal practice look like? What do you want the services to be when you're doing your very best? That ideal state. List where you want to start first. And yes, this is another plug for assessing your suicide prevention readiness, and count this as a first priority if you're not meeting all the items outlined in previous episode number 7. Present your findings to your practice, and you can go to your focus group. Remember, we talked about setting up a parent focus group to really incorporate what their experiences are like and what they want, and do they think that you can meet their needs so that you have the trust and their responses to your survey inform the changes that you want to make? So in taking all that information, you can put it all together. There's a worksheet for you in the Building Better Workflows companion workbook. And think about, okay, this is where we want to start. I would love to hear about your transformation. And again, we can set up a discovery call if you want to talk about what you distilled from your data collection and what you might do with that next. So again, get out the whiteboard, start jotting down what you gathered, what information, what gaps, and where you need to start. And this is a perfect task for your behavioral health team. And then you can bring it back to a larger group gathering and talk about, these are the things that we found when we were gathering information about our practice. Thanks so much, and I appreciate you joining me. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope this episode was helpful as you think about ways to transform mental health care for your patients. The work is challenging, but our kids need us now more than ever. Be the one to listen, to offer hope, and to make a difference. Click on the link in the show notes or head over to the pediatricmeltdown.com site for a free downloadable worksheet and a training PowerPoint to lead your staff through managing crisis calls. You can also download the Building Better Workflows workbook, a companion to the podcast, with all the tools and resources you will need to redesign your workflows. Let's take it to the next level.